views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so grateful to be here with you all today. I think everyone's a little loopy because of the time change. I know that when the clock changes, it impacts me greatly. I am so happy to be talking about today's topic, our beliefs, when what we believe in, and what you believe, is that stopping you from creating and living the life that you want? And it was interesting. I was listening to the intro for the program, and that's one of the things that I even mentioned about in the intro is our beliefs and what we believe and how important it is. This conversation came up in all of my radio shows. I always want to share with you what's going on in my life and me bringing that to you and what I do and what I share with other people to do. And the conversation of beliefs came up. It was an amazing talk with a friend of mine. She's going through an incredibly difficult situation now, dealing with a relationship. And how the conversation started was a lot to do with the other person. And when I could steer the conversation back to her, right? Because we can only change us. And from my belief, my belief is even when my conversations take place with God, it's always about changing me. And if I'm having a difficulty with somebody or difficulty with a circumstance, it's all about what needs to change inside of me. And we finally got back, the conversation got back to her and her role in the relationship. And what I was finally able to share and what the big breakthrough moment was really about her beliefs and what she believes, especially what she believes about herself. And, explaining beliefs and explaining how they shape our reality was such a eye-opening moment. And I wanted to share it with all of you because it was a reminder for me just how important beliefs are and the role that they play. So what is a belief? A belief is, it's an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. Another definition is, trust, faith, or confidence in someone or something. So a belief is a truth. It's a truth. It's something that is true for you. And in some cases, it's true for others. If you're, maybe you're surrounded in a group and your belief is, if we take my faith, for instance, when I'm in church, I'm surrounded by other believers. And there are beliefs, though, that I have that other people don't have. There are beliefs that other people have that, and vice versa, that I don't have. When we talk about a self-limiting belief, sometimes you'll hear that term. A self-limiting belief is a belief that limits us. And what that really means, though, is that it's a truth that we believe that is limiting our potential. And that's very important here. And that's going to be a big piece, big topic for our conversation today, is that take a look around, you know, take a look around at your environment, your circumstances, your friends, your job, your social situation, your parenting, your body, your health. Are you living in a way that you desire? Are you happy? Are you happy with how things are going? Are you happy with how you feel? Are you happy with your parenting skills? So looking at your existence, how do you behave? Are you happy with the friendships you have? Are you happy with the job that you're in? So there are a host of things that go into this, but belief is a huge part of it. And I want to focus solely today on our beliefs and how your beliefs are impacting you, how your beliefs are giving you the circumstances that you're in. And this is a bold statement, right? Because some of us may be in circumstances that are, it's not our fault. You know, it's not our fault. It's not. And we need help, though, moving out of those circumstances. And if we take this from a non-spiritual perspective and we take it from an internal perspective on us, right? There are beliefs that we have about ourselves that could be keeping us in a situation that we're in. So I share this with you because this is important. You know, beliefs are important. I've been in circumstances that, you know, are brutal. And I've stayed in circumstances, even though there was some sort of uncomfortableness and really just not a great situation. And I was in it because of my belief. I just believed something about myself that wasn't true. And it limited me. It stopped me. It stopped me from growing. It stopped me from changing. So I share this with you again because it's real. And we need to look at it for ourselves. We need to look at what our beliefs are. So you have to remember too that, you know, with self-limiting beliefs, it doesn't mean what we believe will guarantee us a perfect life, right? It's not about eliminating trials and tribulations. And that's going to be part of our conversation about our beliefs. Like for me, so much is based on my faith. And with trials and tribulations, my belief is that they are amazing for me. Like they shape me, they make me grow. You know, for me, it's God, like on the potter's wheel, you know, taking away those rough edges that I have and helping me become the person that I want to grow into. So that's a belief for me. That's a belief. Where maybe you've had conversations with people, even in everyday conversations, you know, you might ask somebody how their day is going, and then you get this long list of everything that has gone wrong. That's a belief. That's a belief that things are going your way. My belief is that when things don't go my way, they're really going my way. There's a reason, right? There's a reason why they didn't go according to plan. So do you see how that belief changes my perception? Do you see that belief also changes my reality? Because the more that I'm going to focus on things going wrong, the more that's going to bring it into existence for me. The more things that are going to go wrong, I'm focused on that. So it's important. So that's, again, I want to share with you the importance of beliefs and how that impacts us. Your mind is so powerful. And part of when I was having this conversation with my girlfriend, It's funny. We're having the conversation, and beliefs are hard to look at. And I'm going to invite everybody, you know, who's listening, we'll talk about it throughout the show, but to sit down and write down your beliefs, see what you are talking about here, see what's in your heart. You know, those beliefs, you know, there's a connection here, that mind-heart connection. What is it that you are believing, and therefore, what are you thinking about, right? I want you to think about your thinking, and that's something that a lot of us don't do. We've talked about on other shows that doesn't it seem like that voice in your head is constantly going? And well, what is it saying? What is it thinking about? So you're part of looking at your beliefs is gaining an understanding of what you're thinking about, what that thinking is doing. So if you draw inaccurate conclusions about who you are, what you're capable of doing, right? You're going to limit your potential. If you think you can't do something, I used to hear it a lot from, I'll give a really very real life example. I heard it all the time in the fitness world. Somebody would walk into the gym and maybe let's say the exercise of the day is a push-up. Right away, I can't do push-ups. Well, is that what you believe? Because if you believe that you can't, then chances are you're not going to try. Because if I believe I can't do something, then I'm going to hold myself back from even trying, because it's hard to accept that you can't do something. And then when you try to do something, you fail at it. But if I believe that, well, I don't know how to do a push-up today, but I'm willing to learn. If I believe that eventually I'll be capable, if I believe that you have to at least try, those are all, see the difference? Then when I come into the gym and somebody says, hey, today is push-ups, all right, I'm going to try. And then your talk also changes. We've spoken on other shows about self-talk. And again, too, we'll talk more when we get back from break. I just want to show how important, see how that's all connected. I'm thinking, I'm believing, I'm thinking, and then I'm speaking. So, and it just comes out. When I walked into the gym and heard that the push-ups were the exercise of the day, there may or may not have been any time to think about it, you know, and my mouth just opened and said, I can't do push-ups. I can't do that. I'm going to go. Or I can't do that. And I want to do something else. So it happens very quickly. So we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to dive right back into this because, you know, the beliefs are just so important. And I hope that I'm sharing with you how important the connection is to what we believe and how it processes so quickly into what we think about ourselves. And in turn, that those words that come out of our mouth and in turn that help shape our reality. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, let's dive right back into those beliefs. So your thoughts are then, right, a catalyst for the self-perpetuating cycles that we get involved in. What does that mean? Well, what you think directly influences how you feel and how you behave. So if you think you're a failure, then you're going to feel like a failure. And hence, you're going to act like a failure. So then that just reinforces your belief, right? That you're a failure because your actions, your behavior are supporting the failure. So it's right. And then you have proof, right? It's like, okay, see, I told you. That's what I hear a lot. Like, see, like this didn't work out. I couldn't do it. I told you I was a failure. Well, not at all. No, it's just, that's the belief. And it starts there. And then it's like a waterfall. It cascades down into, our thoughts, our words, our behaviors. And so you are either going to look for evidence, right, that reinforces your belief and discount anything that runs contrary. So let's say you believe that you're a failure, and I don't know if any of this sounds familiar, and you're welcome to, send me an email or hit me up on Facebook or, leave a comment that this resonates with you. You feel like you believe that you're a failure, you then feel like you are, you act like you are, and then something wonderful happens and you chalk it up to luck. You're like, that was just a one-off. I was lucky. So it's, again, everything is so connected. And I hope I'm doing a good enough job of sharing with everybody, how that looks. And our beliefs get reinforced. So again, looking at that for that evidence, if it goes your way, then it reinforces it. Sometimes even when it doesn't go your way, again, it's just being reinforced. You're saying, I was just lucky. That was a one-off. That's not going to happen again. So creating a more positive outlook can lead to better outcomes. That's when we talk about the law of attraction, right? It's how that whole energy works. So that's why we have so much more control than you think. However, again, my belief is, right, that God has ultimate control. So, I can, and this might be where some people struggle with faith, is that, you know, you're going along and everything is positive, 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 and you're having all these wonderful positive things happen, and then all of a sudden something really bad happens. Then again, too, right, we're always looking for reinforcement of that belief. So you're going to either reinforce that it happened, or you're going to reinforce that, oh, this doesn't work. See, it's not what I believe. This bad thing happened and I didn't think it would happen. I never even thought about that. So for me and my belief, that's where faith comes in. And it brings in that's a whole nother perspective. But for me, my belief is that's how I live. And so I can choose my thoughts, my actions, my behaviors, my words to give me the best possible outcome. But at the end of the day, God is in control. And if something unfortunate happens, that's the bigger picture, right? Because we're all small players in this whole bigger picture. So, but your daily stuff, it's so important to, I mean, ask yourself, do you want to be happy on a daily basis? Do you want the most joy possible on a daily basis? Do you want to have this, you know, unbelievable optimistic attitude? Then have that belief. There's also something that's important to talk about here that happens a lot when we ignore our beliefs. If you find yourself blaming others, that's a great, you know, little red light that says you need to look at your beliefs, because it's a red flag for you to know that you're ignoring your beliefs, know that your beliefs are happening without you making an intention about your beliefs. So, and also too, it's you're blaming somebody else. I can't change somebody else. I can change me. I can take responsibility for me. So that red flag, that if you're blaming somebody else, then bring it back to yourself and just take a look at your beliefs. See what you believe. Let's do this first. I want to talk a bit about establishing your beliefs, but what are some of the things that we'll talk about, some general beliefs that I use that are great for guides, great guidance in like a North Star. It kind of gives me, it's a lot like my North Star. It's where it's guiding me, right? Where I want to go. So we brought up vision. I've actually brought up vision on a lot of shows. And again, too, I hope, you know, we understand how important having a vision is, because what it does is it's a guidance system, right? So with vision, I can then start to establish beliefs. And so this is what it looks like. So I'll do a vision for every part of my life. So I break it out into categories. I break it out into relationships. I break it out into parenting. I break it out into my health. I break it out into career. I break it out into my faith. So many different categories. And a vision is what I want it to look like. It's not what it has looked like. It's, I can take that analysis into creating my vision, and that looking at the past is about having a contrast. So if something has been working, then you know you want to bring it into your vision for the future. If something hasn't been working, you have contrast. You know that doesn't work. Let me turn it into something. Let me turn it into a vision that would work for me. So you want to look at this from a future perspective, where you're going, who you want to become physically, you know, health-wise, what do you want your health to look like? Career-wise, what do you want your career to look like? And be detailed. Be very, you know, sometimes even in my vision, you know, for my career, I'll include the clothes that I get dressed in every day. That's part of my vision, because I want it to turn into exactly what I want it to be with lots of room for better things. So I always include that in my vision as well. I always say, again, for me, it's God. So I'll always say to God, or something better, or have this look even better. So I get very detailed with my visions. And then I look at my vision and I say, what do I need to believe? What do I need to believe in order to achieve this vision? And it's so cool because what starts to happen is, and it's scary too. I want you to know that you may start to feel very uncomfortable because that what you need to believe should make you feel uncomfortable because that means you're growing, right? You're moving into that role. If you want to, even in the, you know, this is for everyone. This isn't just if you're somewhere where you don't want to be. This is even somewhere where you love, but you want more of, you want bigger, you want different. Maybe it's more responsibility in a career. Maybe it's, you know, maybe you want to add to your family. Whatever it is, it will make you feel uncomfortable. So don't let that hold you back. Don't let that stop you. So as you're looking at your vision, keep asking yourself, what do I need to believe? What do I need to believe to get to the next level of my career? What do I need to believe? That I can do it. Yes. But let's make it more specific, right? I need to believe that I have the skills for this. I need to believe that if I don't have the skills, I can acquire the skills. In part of this belief, you don't need to have, and I think the skills is a great example. I always wanted to become a minister, always, since I was a little girl. And when I wrote down my career vision, I believed that I could get the skills to do it. I didn't have the skills, but I believed that I could. And I believed that those skills would present themselves. I believed that I would be able to afford school. I believed that the right school would come and find me. I believed those were all my beliefs. So I'll take you through my personal examples to give you examples about doing this. Is that, so it's not what you have, and that is, you know, that can come part of the conversation. So I'll give you my example of the skills for becoming a minister. I do have public speaking skills. However, I believe I need to develop them, right? Or I've spoken with people. I just was having this conversation with a friend of mine the other day. They always had a dream of becoming a public speaker, of speaking in front of thousands and thousands of people. And they were scared. They were writing this vision at a time that they couldn't even get up and talk in front of 10 people. But he believed that he would grow into that. He believed that he would develop those skills. He believed. So he didn't have that self-limiting belief of, I can't do that. He stopped that. He stopped that because that was going to limit his potential. He changed his beliefs. He changed what he believed. We're going to take a short break, and we get back, we're going to jump right back into this because it's so good. It's life-changing. It's life-changing. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio. Okay, so we're chatting about vision, and then what you look at your vision and say to yourself, okay, now what do I need to believe? So again, it's a great exercise, and this is something that, you know, and write down those beliefs. And when you find yourself, and this is a big moment, when you find yourself writing down self-limiting beliefs, stop yourself and turn that into a belief that's going to support you. So, and it takes a little time for, right? And it takes practice. So, but I was going to slip up and say it's easy because it's not always easy. And I've been doing this a long time and I still have to look at my beliefs, you know, and what's wonderful, about looking at our beliefs is it just gave me such a wonderful feeling to know that if I was in a situation or something was happening that just was not supporting me, it didn't feel good. I was tired of having the same argument or I was tired of having the same behavior. I could just go back and look at my beliefs. And it is difficult because you're taking a mirror to yourself. When I was having this conversation with my girlfriend, we didn't talk about one of the beliefs that she realized that she had. We did not discuss because it was very private and it was personal, but I could tell that it was not a good thought about herself. And I've had those moments too, where I was like, my gosh, I'm like, how can I, you know, it's hard to admit that there was a point in my life when I didn't love myself enough to have people treat me better. I didn't love myself enough to remove myself from a circumstance. So that's, you know, that takes a lot. That's a lot to look at, but just so life-changing and in a great way. So, you know, it's okay if you have to cry. It's okay to shed tears, you know, and let it out. And if you, just give yourself that self-love and take a moment and then go back to writing down the beliefs that you know will serve you and will support you. So just, you know going into this that it's you know, it could get ugly, and that's okay. It's a great moment of growth. It's a great moment. So you want to start with those visions, because you want to have that North Star about where you're going, where you want to go. And then you get those beliefs on paper. And from there, what I love to do is I just like to make this easy for myself. I then create, and we've spoken about this before. There's one of the shows, it's called Having Your Breakthrough. I talk about the I am statements. This is where your I am statements are so important, because those I am statements come from those beliefs, and therefore they dictate, right? They give you your self-talk. And then what's going to happen? That's going to turn into behavior, right? That's going to turn into your environment. So I like to make it easy for myself. So I'll create all my I am statements. And back in the show, I mentioned where now my I am statements, there might be 75 of them, but on a daily basis and every few days, I really rotate between three, because otherwise it's funny. When I first started this, I don't know if anybody else has done this, but I literally would carry around the 75 statements, and like, I'd be walking through and hit the kitchen. I'd be like, I am this, I am this, I am this, I am this. And I'd go down the list, and it just doesn't prove to be something I can maintain, but I can maintain three at a time. So and I still do it, is I set the alarm on my phone. So every hour I have something beep. So I would program, 1 o'clock for 5 days would be these three I am statements, and I would say them over and over again. And then I would switch it to the next three, and then the next three. And so I rotate between these, and it slowly gets into, right, that subconscious, and where it becomes more natural. And so when something happens, like let's say walking into a gym and finding out that it's push-up day, you're like, oh, you have to try. That's it. It just becomes so natural, right? Because maybe one of your I am statements is, I am willing to try new things. Right? I am a person that tries new things. My belief is that, so what if I can't do it? I'm going to try it. And that's where the beliefs, right? So I'll show you from start to finish how cool it is. So in your vision is to increase the number of push-ups that I do. What do I believe? I believe that I will try anything that gets me to my goals. What's my I am statement? I am somebody that tries anything. I am someone who tries push-ups. I am someone who tries a new exercise. And those are my I am statements. And then it starts to get applied. Then it gets applied into your reality. So start with that vision. Write down what it is I need to believe. Turn them into those I am statements. And then apply those I am statements and keep saying them. And then watch slowly how behaviors change, how actions change. It's amazing. It's amazing. So people always ask me, well, what is it that you believe? And my belief, the beliefs, there can be a long list of them. And I believe, and this is a belief, that every few months I look at my beliefs and I see what it is. And I also, what this has done for me, and I believe I talked about it last week with self-talk, is that when I take my beliefs and I turn them into I am statements, when my self-talk doesn't match my I am statements, I'm way quicker now to pick up on that. So I'm quick to, because I'm not at the point, and I'll admit this, I'm not at the point in my life where I am perfect at this stuff, because I'm not. In fact, last week, there was something, the week before last, really, there was something big going on, and my I am statements did not support at all where I wanted to go. And I'll say this too, because this is important. When you have your I am statements, when you notice that your I am statements are not supporting where you want to go, or if you find that they're just not nice, right? Stop yourself. Also, though, take a look at your beliefs. Like, go back to the beliefs that you wrote down and ask yourself again, do I believe this? And is this what I believe? And you'll find residual, right? Because those beliefs take time. This doesn't happen overnight. So again, it's just that constant conversation with yourself. What is it that I believe? So go back to your beliefs, right? And you might need to adjust some. You just might need to say to yourself, no. I believe this. And like in my case, when my negative self-talk started, I could identify it immediately and I stopped. But I did go back to my beliefs about, my beliefs that fed that situation. And there was a belief that I fell into an old pattern. I went back to, just a very non-supportive belief, a self-limiting belief. And so I just nixed it and I rewrote my I am statements. And then I took the next couple of days and my I am statements focused on supporting that belief. So I could give it a little like extra, like a little something for me to support that. So I want to go through some, because before we know it, we're going to take a break and then get back to our last segment. I want to go through some general beliefs that I have that support me on a daily basis. But again, my beliefs, these are very general, and my beliefs that I have tend to be, it's a long list, and it tends to go with, my beliefs that support my career, my beliefs that support my relationships, my beliefs that support my parenting. So it's broken up into different areas of my life. So let's just talk about some general beliefs that I have that I would love to share with you. And I hope that some, one or two, or maybe all of them will resonate and help you create, right? What do I say? Create your thrive life. So what's a general belief that I have? God is in control and I let go and let God. So I do believe that I have a huge responsibility to play in my life, a huge responsibility. And therefore, that's why I create visions. I look at my beliefs. I create those I am statements. That is my responsibility. I do not throw my hands up and just let it go. However, I believe that everything works out for my good. So when things don't go my way, I believe God is in control and He is working things out for my good. So that's a huge belief in my life, which has a huge impact on my behavior. We are going to take a quick break. And when we get back to our last segment, I'm going to go through this list because I think it's so important. And it's a great starting point for anyone listening. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back. Okay, I'm going to dive right back in because I have only about 10 minutes left, and I want to cover all of these. Okay, so I also believe, one of my beliefs is that I believe that life is an incredible gift, that literally every day is special. I also believe in keeping with that is that this day is the most important day. I don't know about tomorrow. And to be honest with you, I've had very special people in my life where they didn't get tomorrow and we didn't know that it wasn't coming. So it just shared with me, and my belief is that today is a gift and that this is the most important day that I have. And therefore that turns into my other belief is that another belief that I live by is that I give 100% to everything. And so, but listen, I want to share something with you about that. That does not mean that I run on all cylinders all the time. That's not what that means. But what that means is that right there at that point, what's in front of me is the most important. So what that has changed for me, and this has been huge with my children. There's, you know, no more conversations with my kids with me looking at my phone. My eyes are with them. My attention is with them. It's helped us establish a wonderful relationship with when I'm on a work call, when I'm on the phone, that they know that that's where I'm focused, and therefore they'll walk by the office versus screaming my name and looking for something at that point in time. So, but it's a wonderful example that I want to give you to show that how that belief changed my behavior, that changed my world. I believe that everyone crosses my path for a reason. That's a huge belief of mine. So whether they stay for a time, what's that saying? A season, I remember the saying, but whether they are there for a second, a minute, a day, a week, a month, a lifetime, it is none of my business. But everyone I meet crosses my path for a reason. And I may not always know that reason, but that makes everyone special and important. Doesn't make it good or bad. It's special and important. Going back to, you know, today is my most important 24 hours. It just helps me, like, it changed my behavior to also give me a choice, right? I have a choice to get freaked out. I have a choice to live in fear. I have a choice to scream and yell. Those are my choices, right? And so that belief had helped me change my behavior and my choices. sometimes we look at this kind of backwards. We look at the behavior and we work on changing the behavior. And that was something that when I was talking to my girlfriend, that's what she was sharing with me. She's like, if only the behavior would change. And my question to her is, well, what do you believe? What do you believe that's supporting that behavior? Do you see that difference? And again, for me, I always give God the glory. So for me, I refer to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps me with my beliefs. The Holy Spirit helps me support changing those behaviors. Another general belief that I have is that everything will turn out all right. That, you know, it might be tough right now and nothing is guaranteed to be easy. There's no promises about that, but everything is working together for my good. And what's a really great exercise to do is if you sit down, even big events in your life, if you take a moment and reflect and look at before the event, during the event, and after the event, and then like a year later after the event, just look and see how things have worked out. Look to see how it's another red flag for you if what your belief is. Do you believe that it worked out? Do you believe that there's a higher purpose for things, that we are all connected and that we all have an impact on each other's lives? So that's another great general belief. I love this one. This belief is, it's not about you. Life isn't about you controlling it. It's a beautiful journey and it's not a problem to be fixed. And so summed up and a shortened belief of that is that life is beautiful. Ups and downs, hills and valleys. This is our journey. This is it. Like, this is, you get today, right? And a beautiful gift is possibly you get tomorrow. So, you know, you got to let go. You have to let that stuff go. And my belief is that, you know what? It's, you want to be mad at me, or I have friends not talking to me, or they have weird things going on, or they think I said something, or there's gossip. I don't care. I could care less. You got to let that stuff go. This is it. This is it. If today was your last day, you know, it was interesting. They asked us this yesterday in church. They said, if today was your last day, would you be happy about what people said about you? Would it be pleasing? Would they have things? Did you make an impact? I believe that's one of my beliefs. I believe that I'm here to make an impact. I believe that I'm here to do good. I believe that God is going to use me. And I open myself up to that. But it also opens myself up to love. That's another belief. That's another general belief. I believe that I'm open to love. So I lead with an open heart. I keep that heart open for what I can receive. This is one of my favorites, is my belief is that, and this goes back to what I said before, no one really cares about me as much as I think they do. this was hugely liberating. There was a point in my life where I thought that a lot more people, that I really was the center of their universe. So, and it's not true and it shouldn't be true. No one really cares about me as much as I think they do. So let it go. Don't worry about, you know, if your belief is that people are going to, that people care what you're doing and that's what's stopping you and holding you back, let it go. Absolutely. Let it go. So check that belief. Another belief is it's always okay to ask a question and it's also okay to say no. So I don't have to, I can, you know, if somebody asks me to do something, I can get more information about it and I can say no. For me, the big belief is that it's okay to say no. And my final one that I'll talk about is I believe in taking care of myself first, and then I can take care of others. And so that doesn't mean, it doesn't make me selfish. It's interesting. When I'm running on empty, I tend to become selfish. I just don't have anything left to give. And so whatever little bit is left in the tank, I it's like I grip onto. It's like I hold onto it so tight. So my belief is that I do things to take care of myself, and then I can serve others. And just, it's a wonderful, it's very liberating. And you become this healthy version, right? That's part of my health version. That's part of me being healthy. So I hope this is gets you started. And again, just sit down, take a look at what's not working in your life and start there. Start with those beliefs. Sit down with a piece of paper. What do I believe? I would love to hear about this. This is one of my favorite things to do. So feel free to email me at jenniferzelop@yahoo.com or hit me up on Facebook and just send me a private message or write right into the comment section. And thank you so much for joining me this week. You have been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelop.com.